Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
We are excited to be here today. This is Elder Care Radio. Hopefully your place that you're able to get some information that you didn't have before about improving your life and increasing your healthcare management skills. We're excited to be here today and to talk. Have to apologize for last week. We were kind of taken aback by a process, and so we weren't here. We really appreciate that.
I go on vacation. You guys just skip out.
Huh? Yeah. Andy was gone, so what fun could there possibly be?
That's right. So we apologize, but we really appreciate the team here stepping up and getting
us taken
care of.
When you say process, it wasn't, you know. So as part of being Medicare certified, Medicare, Medicaid certified, you are subject to random surprise audits every 3 years.
Oh, man.
And we knew ours was coming due by the 16th.
But they always like to be able to say, surprise.
Yeah, it's our second one.
So they literally don't tell you. They just show up.
Yeah, yeah. It's every 3 years. And you know it's within 30 days either way of your anniversary. And our anniversary is July 16th. So we knew it was kind of coming.
That's 3 days away. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah. Right. So anyway, we did know that it was coming. But it's still a surprise when they show up and they call you at 8 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, we're here. Okay. We're ready.
So. Let me throw a robe on and I'll head over and show you our books. Huh?
I know. Yeah. And more than books, they verify your patient care, that you're offering the best patient care. And in our case, because we are palliative certified, they want to take a look at our palliative program and how much more that we do for the patients, because we had to submit a plan for that. And we did great.
And let me, before you guys get started on your topic today, I had two people ask me this week, what does palliative mean?
Oh.
And I thought, well, I can explain it, but it'd be better to have you guys explain it.
Good. Thank you. Yeah.
Is that okay?
We'd love to. Yeah.
That's all right. Great. So there are a number of different definitions that we can use for palliative. If we just use the dictionary definition, it is those things that we do that don't necessarily cure, but address a symptom or a an issue, right?
Which therefore provides a higher quality of life.
Right, and so that's the base definition. Now, there are a lot of things that fit within the definition of palliative. That doesn't mean that that's the entire picture of palliative. We try and take a much broader look at it and say that anything that we can do, regardless of you know, whether it's medical or less medical, that will help relieve symptoms and make life better is worth doing. And so that fits within that palliative scope. So if we were looking at a very narrow definition, if a doctor's office had music playing in the waiting room, making us a little more relaxed.
Very technically palliative.
That's technically palliative.
Okay.
If we're looking at really making an impact on somebody's lives, and we can bring in cares and services that go way beyond what your physician would normally recommend, but have true proven benefits, you know, because it's medical things and less medical. And I use that term because it still has an effect on us, you know, on our physiology, but it doesn't necessarily end up being a drug or a surgery. You know, there are therapies, and we know that massage is a great technique to relieve stress and anxiety and pain, and can help body systems improve and all kinds of things.
Right.
The other thing they asked after, what does palliative mean, is, well, that must be expensive then, right?
Free.
It's free. You've been paying for it your whole life.
You sure have. Once you're eligible for the program, and the scary word for eligibility is hospice, and the only reason it's scary is most people in southern Utah have not experienced a hospice program that has an expanded palliative program. So it feels like the only reason you would choose hospice is if you are dying. But really, with an expanded palliative program, it's more about living. It's about taking control of those things that you can control and about living a much higher quality of life with less stress and a lot more help and support in your home. So it's an incredible program, but you do have to kind of at least investigate it so you can understand it. It's a little difficult just to put a word out there and you read a definition and say, okay, I understand it. One quick example is one of our homemakers went out, and remember, our homemakers are allowed to stay many, many more hours than the average company in southern Utah allows for. And she was there, and as she was putting some things away, groceries, she had done some grocery shopping for the family, and as she was putting things away, she noticed that there was just a, clearly the refrigerator had kind of overtaken and created a life of its own. So she asked if it was okay if she went through and helped them organize and get rid of some of the foods that had gone bad, the vegetables and things in the drawer. And I cannot tell you how relieved that wife was. I mean, she just broke down in tears when she came out, and it took her about 4 hours to get that refrigerator completely, you know, emptied out of all the old food and organized in a way where you could see it. But the wife was just overwhelmed with joy and, you know, had tears in her eyes when she told her, thank you so much. You have no idea how many times I go into that refrigerator and I have no place to put anything, so I shove it at the very back, and by the time I find it, it's spoiled. And so it's just helping her get through some, you know, taking care of her spouse, her husband, at while trying to navigate the day-to-day things she's got to accomplish. So it can be anything. It can be anything.
And that is our lot in life, I guess, to figure out what that is for each individual, because everybody has a different palliative. You know, in this conversation, when we're having it, you know, normally once we get people to understand, we ask the question, so what's your palliative? What are the things that would make a difference in your life? And if we can get some of that feedback, then it makes it easier for us. But you should ask yourself, as a, you know, one of our listening audience, what's your palliative? What are the things that would be most beneficial to help relieve stress in your life, or, you know, solve some anxiety or things like that? And if you can come up with that list, then at least we have a start of an action plan of making life better.
And remember, it's dynamic, so it's intended to change. So right away, when you come on service, you may not be able to imagine what that help would be in that moment. But as we continue to help you with your regular needs, you know, with those Medicare standards of nursing and CNAs and doctor's oversights and massage therapy and all those things, as we continue to help you with those things, we're usually able to help you come up with some things that will be really, really beneficial. Go ahead.
So circling back to that second question, what does it cost? Why is it free? I mean, that's really the questions you have to have in your mind. Why is this free
to the
patient?
Everybody's going, what's the catch?
Yeah, what's the catch? Well, for Medicare in as a whole, it is so much more cost effective to provide care in the home than it is to have people leave their home to go to a hospital to get care, because the hospital is costly.
Yes,
you know, we've said before, and it continues to be true, that a 4-hour stay in a hospital can be $40,000, $50,000 or more. And if everybody in the community that is in need of some care ends up going to the hospital, that just blows up, you know, to a huge amount of money for Medicare. So every one person that they can shift that care, they can move that care right to your home, which is better for our elderly people who can't get out so well. Where we can have nurses and CNAs and everybody coming right to the home and providing that care, where we have doctor's oversight that the doctors actually review everybody's charts every 2 weeks, you know, in
at
any
a minimum. Yeah.
Yeah, all of our patients, not just one patient or whoever happens to walk in the door, but everybody. And so everybody is highly tuned to the needs of those individuals, whereas when you walk into the hospital, they don't know anything about you.
Mm-hmm. And kind of lastly, we can actually, these services are actually available anywhere you call home, whether that's an assisted living facility or under a bridge. It doesn't matter. Wherever you call your home, the services are available to you when you most need them.
So if you know somebody who may be struggling, may have some more needs than they've had in the past, we would love to get that call, you know, and we will talk to that person and find out if it's something that they want to take advantage of, and we will help them do that. It is, from everybody that we've talked to, everybody we've been able to provide care for, it is a great experience, and we want that for everybody.
Right.
Okay. So today we were planning on talking about resources. The reason is obviously things have changed here recently. The economy has
People are feeling the pressures, I think, pretty much everywhere nationwide, and specifically, you know, our interest is in southern Utah, but we know that it's countrywide. There's a concern for finances and for how tight everything feels.
Right, and when you're on a fixed income, even if that was a fixed income that had intended to last a long time, today that is no longer the case. I mean, I'll just go back. For some of us, you know, we may remember in the old days that things didn't cost very much. And if we had planned on having enough money to cover everything we needed based upon those numbers, it really didn't take a lot of money. But today, things have changed. So that dollar isn't worth as much. So even though you have the same number of dollars, you can't buy the same amount of groceries. Right. That makes it a lot tighter. So we wanted to kind of go through and tell you that there are resources available through government programs, through private programs, that can help people who are struggling right now. And if you have any needs, any concerns, give us a call. We'll help you walk through that. But we want to kind of cover some topics and point you in some directions if you were wondering, you know, what can be done.
And in a very general sense, some of the things, the resources that are available in case we run out of time, if you are struggling and have a need, feel free to call our office. We didn't give our number yet. Oh. That number is 435-477-6999. Again, 435-477-6999. Or you can reach us through our website, pathwayhospicecare.com. So as we go through this program, if there's something that you hear of interest or a need that you have, please give our office a call.
435-477-6999.
And actually, I was leading you to the start.
Well, now you go ahead. I've
okay. So there are many services available, just kind of some topics, and then we'll expand on them. There's one-on-one counseling, of course, if you're feeling the need for any type of counseling. Maybe that's bereavement or struggling with an illness and you feel overwhelmed, you need some help. There is one-on-one counseling available that is supplemented by our state programs, Medicare and Medicaid, as well as many other private organizations that step in and pay for those services. There is housing assistance available, and when we talk about housing assistance, it's not only maybe supplemental help with your rents, but sometimes it's grants or money that is provided to you to help change your house, with renovate your house in a way that it is more safe for people with special disabilities or needs. Mm-hmm. So whether that's putting bars on shower walls or ramps into homes and things like that, those resources are also available. There are many home and community-based waiver programs that will help you with this. There are nutrition programs. We can provide resources with prepared and delivered foods that will come to your home. There are personal care services and caregiving services available.
And for caregivers, you know, those of us who are taking care of people in heavy need, there are resources available for you too, whether that's groups to share your experiences or actual other resources to help you accomplish that task better. And we understand the importance of caregivers in this aging process.
Right.
Having people available. It doesn't have to be a spouse. It can be a family member or a neighbor or a friend who has been put in that position, and there are plenty of things that we can do to help on that side.
Most of us realize that there are health care benefits available, but do you realize that based on specific diagnoses, there are many, many resources that are directly targeted towards your diagnosis? There are group sessions available, but there's also, in many cases, there's supplemental financial need-based programs that will help you with navigating your specific diagnosis. There's even legal services available that are all supplemented and based on necessity or circumstances can be 100% covered, donated to your needs.
On that diagnosis part, I think it's important. I think sometimes we don't talk to people about our condition because we don't know how to describe it in a way that doesn't sound wrong. I'll just use that term because it could be almost anything. So if you are dealing with a condition, Parkinson's disease or MLS or any condition that is really difficult, I can understand that you believe that people don't have an understanding of how bad that is, and so it doesn't sound right to talk to people about it. So give us a call. I mean, we understand it. We'll talk to you. We'll find you resources. Certainly, there is no judgment in that. We want to help. We really do. And if life can be better, then it is a better life. If we can help you work through a process or help you find resources so that you're not overwhelmed, that means you can provide better care for your loved one.
And most people recognize that there are many programs and resources available for very common needs like cancer or maybe Alzheimer's. But did you know that there's program resources available for a little less common, like normal pressure hydrocephalus? There are programs and resources available for virtually most high level or high crisis chronic diagnoses.
And we only have about 23 minutes on this program, so we can't line item everything out. So we are available after this program. Give us a call. We'll talk about your specific things and try and give you information that's useful for you. So that's really our goal, is to present this and talk about it. Another concern that people have is taxes. I mean, life just keeps going, and we have to deal with those things, and we may not feel comfortable with it. There is free tax advice available to help you work through some of these issues, because as our life changes, as our monetary condition changes along with our medical condition, we probably need to make some adjustments in how we're handling it.
And as you enter that topic, it brings to mind the importance of having a Utah Advance Directive. A lot of people put that off and they wait too long. The biggest gift you can give to your families and your loved ones is to express your desires before it becomes an issue. If you can write down your needs and your hopes for your care going forward, then I mean, it wouldn't matter if you have a disease or not. Just in the event of a car accident or, you know, something completely unforeseen, your loved ones wouldn't be in the position of making that decision for you. They would know that they were making the decisions that you wanted for you. And what a comfort and release of stress that will bring to your family, knowing that they are fulfilling your desires and not trying to grapple with what you might want.
And there are a number of different resources in every one of these categories. There's a number of different resources. Not all of them are available to everyone. And if you've tried to get some help in some area and you haven't been successful, that doesn't mean there isn't a different program that's available. You really have to have a broader image of what can be done. So that's where we're trying to bring some resources that you may not be aware of to the table so that we can talk about them and integrate them.
Many of them are need-based. For instance, there is an energy assistance program for owners and renters that you may not know about. So if you need, in this overwhelming heat, if you need assistance in paying for your power bill so that you can keep your air conditioner on and maintain a regular comfort level in your home, you may not be aware that there are energy assistance programs available in addition to the things like food resources. Many people I've found when they call our office, we discover that they have been struggling for months or maybe even years and just didn't even realize that there were programs available to help them, maybe with their dental care needs.
I think that's one that a lot of people
available.
I think that's one that a lot of people didn't know was available.
And they put it off, yeah.
And there's dental care available. You think you can't afford it, but if you were willing to make that call and find out, you may find that you can get it. And it is amazing how much our dental hygiene and our dental health affects the rest of our lives. You know, pain, infection, all of those things are affected by our mouths. And so if we can resolve a couple of problems there, we may be surprised at how effective it can be on the rest of our life.
And I think you might be surprised at how beneficial group resources can be. Most of you know that there are Alzheimer's groups and Parkinson's groups and many of these group programs. Did you know that there are bereavement groups? Bereavement can be something you know, that you want to take advantage of before you have a loss because you're struggling with the knowledge of what's coming. Being prepared and knowing what the steps going forward are can be very, very helpful. But just know that you aren't alone. We are here for you, and we would love to offer you some direction and support of where you can go to find the programs and resources that will fill your specific need.
And being part of those groups, one of the side benefits that we may not realize right away is if you are there helping somebody else, if you're supporting somebody else, it gives you a sense of empowerment and success, and that helps you along with then those people being able to help and support you in those times of crisis. So it really becomes a team effort, and we all do better when we're working as a team. And so if you think, well, I'm getting along, I don't need any help right now, you could be an integral part of helping somebody else. It doesn't take a lot of effort on your side, but just being there to listen to problems and to, you know, to talk about something other than that problem. If you're willing to participate in that, I think you'll find that it is a blessing beyond measure to help others and then be in a position where they can help you at some time.
And let me just tell you that you live in the best state in this country. You may not realize that. You may not appreciate that. But I've done a lot of research, and the programs we have available in Utah are pretty dang good. They are incredible. We have not only a Medicaid program that has an expanded five counties program, but the resources for assistance in all your needs is pretty much there if you know where to look for it. So please feel free, give our office a call. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to help you navigate this very difficult healthcare system or whatever trials that you're dealing with right now. Maybe there are resources out there and available for you.
And one area that we haven't touched on is the VA. Obviously, for those who are veterans who've committed to defending this country, we appreciate that. And there are programs in place. Some of them can be a little complex and complicated to get through, but we do have people that are professionals in that. That's what they do. They can help you navigate that maze and get the services that are available. And you might be surprised at some of the services that are available through that program if you qualify. And so it is different for everybody. If you serve during wartime, there are benefits that are available in addition to those that the basic VA provides. So really do that analysis and find out whether it's you or a spouse, family member that served. Let's see if we can take advantage of some of those resources that you've earned by putting your life on the line.
Which brings you back to, you've earned the benefit through Medicare and Medicaid for your hospice services. And while hospice, again, comes across as a very scary word, it doesn't have to be. As a matter of fact, if you have a hospice with a very expanded palliative care program, like we are trying to introduce to this community, it should never be scary because it can relieve so many stresses and bring so many benefits right to your home, any place that you call home. Give our office a call. We are Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999, or look us up on the website.
And our website is pathwayhospicecare.com. That's Pathway with a P. And we look forward to hearing from you. It's exciting to be here on the radio with you and share your Wednesday mornings. We appreciate your time.
And I can't believe we didn't have time to go through details. So please give us our office a call if you heard something that might be a resource that can benefit you. We'd love to speak with you. Have a great week, everyone.